Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Guy Lurie, a researcher at the Israel Democracy Institute. Dr. Lurie, who are the people, if any, who are now trying to cancel the elections that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu preferred over giving someone else the chance to form a government when he couldn't?
It seems as if the Speaker of the House, Yuri Edelstein, is the person who is promoting the idea to undissolve the Knesset right now. But there is a general consensus that he is acting on behalf of the Prime Minister Netanyahu and his political allies within the outgoing government, both from the right and from within the Likud party. The legal question that we need to ask ourselves is the Knesset authorized to undissolve itself, to cancel this decision to go to an early election? In the existing basic law, which defines the authorities and powers of the Knesset, there is no explicit authorization to undissolve the Knesset. There is an authorization of the Knesset that states when and how it can dissolve itself and what are the terms of this new law of dissolving the Knesset, but there is no existing explicit authorization to reverse this. And the question is whether whether the law is silent on the matter and thus allows this new law, or its silence should be read as unauthorization, as meaning that there is no authorization for the Knesset to enact such a special law and to undissolve itself. And we have an unclarity in this issue because the Knesset is both the legislator and, in certain times, can revise the constitution. As Israel does not have a constitution, but its basic laws. And so is it allowed now to, as we go along on the fly during the process, the electoral process, is it allowed to revise electoral laws, revise the laws governing the authorities of the Knesset? This is a very difficult question, and it's completely new.
You are listening to Dr. Guy Lurie, a researcher at the Israel Democracy Institute. Dr. Lurie, many are saying that this entire election cycle is highly unusual, even for the lively political landscape in Israel. Given the original dissolution of the Knesset, the dirty campaign for a new Knesset, Netanyahu's inability to form a government, and decision to hold new elections rather than allow someone else to try, and now this, what does this say about politics in this country, the culture of politics?
I think we are in unusual times in Israeli politics, and we could say that we are in an actual constitutional crisis, which has been really unprecedented in Israeli political history. There has been many times in which early elections were called, but it's the first time in the history of Israel that a presidential mandate granting someone the authority to form a government has been left not only unanswered, but has been completely called off. And a new election has been called. It has never been done before. There has never been so close elections, one Knesset and another. And it says that we are really in a very chaotic political situation. We really don't know how things will go from here because we're in these uncharted waters in political terms. And there is really a sense in the political arena is now acting in very, perhaps even, I would say, uncertain circumstances, and tries to, on the fly, make new rules of the game, new democratic rules of the game, really without any long-term thought of the consequences for future political cultures in Israel.
Do you think it's enough to make Israelis throw up their hands and say enough, to send Israelis into the streets and say we need a change?
I think we see for a long time in Israel, well, it's not only an Israeli process, but in Israel we see for a long time a lack and reduction of trust in government institutions. And I think part of this lack of trust in the political system and the political parties is very concerning. It's very problematic. And I think that political actors should try and act more responsibly to keep their trust and the faith of the public in the political system, because such chaotic and even undemocratic actions during electoral processes may undermine the public trust in the democratic system itself, and this is a very dangerous path.
Dr. Guy Lurie, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.